Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm up to Norwalk, and I'm welcoming you to our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, I already told you it's Mother's Day today. Happy Mother's Day. And to all you animal moms out there, if you have animal kids, and if you're a single animal dad, you could consider yourself an animal mom today, because you got to play both roles. You don't need to call us and get mad at us, because I do understand the true meaning of Mother's Day and us human mothers, and we honor the human mothers too. But come on, it's Martha Norwalk's Animal World. So, of course, we tweak it and skew it a little bit and honor our animal friends. And I don't know about you animal moms out there, but I'm having a really wonderful animal Mother's Day, because the big thing about Mother's Day is, if you have animals, they can't go shopping. But they really want to do something wonderful for you on Mother's Day. So that means you get to go shop for yourself. So my animals sent me out to go shopping and buy myself some flower baskets. And, we couldn't buy as many this year as we usually do. I mean, the cost of everything is so high. But I have beautiful Calabrocha flowers, and looks really well. And I discovered Fred Meyer has a clearance department, and so I call my pansies on clearance and all that good stuff. So anyway, happy Mother's Day, and especially if you're mothers to any of our animal friends. And we're back to normal again, but and it's been a while. But production engineer Nathan Miller is back in the saddle again. Good morning, Nathan.
Wait, who did you say is back? Who? Nathan. Who's this guy?
Who is that? Well, I don't know. You look like Nathan today. I mean, I would assume that if Bigfoot was around, I would have seen him, but I don't see him. So I'm assuming it's Nathan that's here.
Yeah, it's been a while. It feels like I'm a complete stranger to the show right now. Let's see if I remember how to do all this. Let's see. Was it this button? No, I'll get it figured out one of these days.
Well, okay. Yeah, because he's in mourning, of course, because... I now that you didn't, you said, never mind. Let's, we'll come back to that in a moment. It is the second Sunday of May, which I think that means it's Mother's Day. And, it is, last time I checked. And it also means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique and any energy codes. It is our energy balancing show for the month. And that means best practitioner Linda Rasmussen is here. Good morning, Linda.
And, good morning.
I would say happy Mother's Day, but you shared with me just before we went on here that You're kind of an auntie for your animal, your kitty friend, because she really is more of your partner's kitty. And anyway, so you're gonna help celebrate our mothers today, human mothers, animal mothers. But we have to make it a stretch for you.
Yes. Yes, you do. But I did have a mother, and I think of her very much on this day.
Well, I think of mine, too. Her picture is right here next to me. And, you guys haven't seen my mom, have you? Oh, what the heck?
And that's something I didn't get around to mentioning when you introduced me. Martha was saying happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there as well.
Yep, so there's my mom, you guys.
Yeah.
Now, this is a picture of Rosemary.
Whoops, she goes in and out. Yeah. But
virtual background's
kind
of messing
but
with
anyway,
it.
Anyway, the picture that's behind is Rosemary, because her name is Rosemary.
Oh.
And you see she's got a bouquet of beautiful yellow roses.
Which yes.
My dad grew yellow roses for her. So
wow.
He has a big bouquet. Anyway, that's my wonderful mom. And so she's here with us today. And I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Ah, okay. That's so we want to wish all the mothers out there Mother's Day. And yes, Nathan, is this the first Mother's Day that you're not physically present with your mom? I can't remember how long has it been since they moved back?
Well, they are actually getting ready to fly out here as we speak. So,
oh, they're coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they're going to be here.
And okay, so you're going to have a little belated presence. Mother's Day celebration. Huh?
Yes, but they're going to be arriving in town tomorrow evening, actually.
Coming out for anything in particular?
Well, a lot of things, actually. My parents, they get almost a trifecta, for at least what my dad has to remember, because my mom's, you know, of course, going to be celebrating Mother's Day, but then she also celebrates her birthday shortly after, and their anniversary is also right in that same ballpark. So they got three going at the same time, almost practically, and some years they even go back to back to back.
Wow.
Just of how close they are in dates.
Well, except that normally, at least if I'm thinking correctly here, which is always in question now. you usually go back east, you know, to where they are, because your brother and his family are there.
Yeah, so they're in
so
Kentucky.
If they're coming out here, are your brother and his family coming out too, or is this just
Yes and no, because you know, my parents, they're driving up to my brother's house to fly from their airport to here. Since the nonstop
what's
going to
happen with what's happening with Abby? Abby dog, is she coming or is she staying home?
No, she's going to be staying home, and they got a pet sitter that's going to come over and take care of her, let her out, and feed her and make sure she's well cared for. Plus, she has a friend in the neighborhood, Tucker, also another border collie, who is going to go over and play with Abby in the backyard as well and help keep her company. So she'll be in great hands.
All right. Okay, well, that's big stuff. So they'll be here. What, you said they're driving out?
They are driving up to Kentucky, where my
brother
and his wife are.
Driving to Kentucky and then flying from Kentucky.
Yes, and then flying from their airport to here, since they could fly from their place if they want, but it's a lot of, like, connecting flights, and options aren't quite as available as if they went out of Cincinnati.
All right. Well, and continuing to catch up with you, I know. So your folks are coming out, and that's a big deal, and all of that. But you also announced, at least sent out to us, that you're planning a big trip coming.
Yes,
up
I'm
here.
Also going to be hopping on a jet airplane.
So unusual. You have been doing this trip in October. You're now going in June, right?
Well, it kind of depends. The first time I went out there was in February. The second time I went out there is in October. And if you've been following along, you know those trips have brought me out to the Philippines. And I got another one coming out in next month here in June. So almost exactly 1 month from now, I'll be landed up in the Philippines again for the third time.
So obviously we can assume that the canoodling with you and Fia is still happening.
Still going great.
All right. All right. And so now it, you've been there, last time was in October. So in June, I mean, are there significant changes in weather seasonally there, or is it same all the time? I mean, what?
Well, we're going to be in the cusp of going from sunny season to rainy season. First time I went there in February was pretty much sunny season. In October, it was rainy season. But now it's going to be switching from one to the other. So it all depends on when Mother Nature decides to make that transition. If I'll be on the, you know, the sunny side of it or the rainy side of it, or maybe I'll be riding in the middle as the calendar suggests I would be.
All right. All right. So how long are you going to be there for this time?
Same as usual, 2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right. Well, that's exciting. But means that then that leads me to were you able to time the trip? Because, you know, you were leading a double life during baseball season, because your second life, of course, is Bigfootin' for Miller Lite.
Right.
And when we have a home game here in Seattle, that's why you're not here. David Brown is here, and you're off Bigfooting. I know they're playing today, but they must be in Chicago because you're not Bigfooting.
They're still in the Windy City.
Okay. And were you able to time the trip so that you don't? There's no big home games during that time. Did you plan around it, or are you?
Well, I am going to have to miss.
Or what's going on?
I am going to have to miss one Bigfoot day, but that's okay.
Does Bigfoot have a stand-in, or is Bigfoot just not going to show up?
Well, you're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're not going to tell us. Well then, perhaps you can tell us. I assume that when I tuned in and saw Nathan all in black, that he must be mourning the record of the Mariners and the up and down season so far. So what the heck is going on with our boys?
It's an interesting. There's many perspectives you can look at it. On paper, they're doing bad. Yeah. In reality, they're not doing so bad because in the AL West, they're only like a game or two behind the first place team. So we're in a division where thankfully our opponents have been pretty much the same pace of the Mariners. So as far as that playoff run or winning the division goes, we're not doing so bad there. It's just our record overall and the way we've been performing is not the way it should be.
Gotcha. Now, have you still got faith that this is all going to straighten out and they're going to get back in the saddle? And
I do. I always have faith. Always believe in
them. I just wonder what's going on with Cal Raleigh. Is he just having a slow start or what's going on?
Well, I think that probably a slow start too, but also he had that right side injury that had him for a bit. Plus, you know, sometimes pitchers, they figure out people and their hitting methods or fundamentals, and they know how to strike them out or know what that's called, their sucker pitch. And they've probably figured out how to pitch to Cal Raleigh, and they know he is an aggressive hitter, so they're probably just, you know, being unafraid to pitch to him and not try to be tricky, just go after him.
Okay. Well, but they are playing today in Chicago, and which is the city that's I was born in Chicago.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. We both have roots there.
My folks moved to Seattle when I was 3 months old, so, you know, it hardly counts. I wasn't there for very long, but I was born there. So they are playing today, and just in case anybody cares, what time is the game today?
I'm pulling that up right now, and that is at 11:10. So as we get into the third hour of Animal World here, they'll be starting to throw their first pitch.
All right. Well, you can keep an eye on that for us. All right. Well, it sounds like we have caught up with you. That's good. Now we can get well, let's see. I alerted you about Mother's Day in case you had forgotten that if you're an animal lover and a mom of animals, you need to go shopping for them and get yourself something wonderful for Mother's Day. And like I said, I always get flowers on Mother's Day. And so my animals are pretty proud of themselves that we got such beautiful flowers. And but I'm looking at the weather. It was a lovely day here yesterday, and I am normally working on Saturdays doing sessions, but the session I had scheduled yesterday had to postpone because they're moving, and so I ended up being able to work at home, and that meant I could get caught up outside, and I mowed and I blowed and all that good stuff. And man, is stuff growing around here now. And let's see, Nathan, you sent me a text this week that spring has sprung, and you've got nice flowers blooming and stuff down in your neck of the woods. And I think I have told you all that when spring springs out here in my neck of the woods, my cue that spring has sprung is when the 8 orange azaleas pop into bloom out in the middle of the pasture of nowhere. And there's these 8 orange azaleas spread out around, and boy, they bloom later than the azaleas in private yards I've found. But spring, it's really funny. As I recall, and my memory may not be so clear, but I kind of remember, you know, that first drive around the corner and looking out there and, boom, there's orange everywhere, that they all kind of, you know, popped out at once. Now, maybe I'm just not remembering right, but that's not happening this year. So it's been over the course of this last week. The first day I rounded the bend, and boom, one of the 8 azaleas was starting to bloom. So it's like, okay, spring is springing. And then the next day I went through, and there was 2 blooming. And now I don't drive into town every day anymore, and especially now with the gas prices where they are, I'm trying not to drive as much, as I'm sure all the rest of you are as well. And so I'm not making as many trips, but so my last trip by them was Friday. So what? That's day before yesterday. And as of Friday, late in the day while it's still light, 6 of the 8 are blooming. So it's almost full spring here, but just not quite. And Nathan, I really wanted to pull over. I mean, I have pictures of the azaleas from other years, but I wanted to get you a current picture. Unfortunately, there was somebody behind me, and the sun had gone down, or, you know, was close to that. Anyway, I couldn't get a great picture, but I will try to get a picture when they're all 8 of them are in bloom. So spring is springing out here in Salton and Monroe. And I assume you've got a good spring going on down at your place, Linda, too?
Yeah.
Everything blooming?
Not everything yet, but I have a spring front yard. So it's best time is right now. So bleeding hearts are out, violets, something called lungwort, which is just a beautiful tiny pink or blue flower. I already had the hellebore, which also is another beautiful sort of winter thing. And there's a plant called hot lips, salvia, ooh, which has little red and white, and sometimes it's just white and just red little flowers that hummingbirds like, bees like, and that's blooming. I feel like I'm getting an early blooms out of a lot of plants, and our snapdragons from last year, because we had such a mild winter, they're still alive. came back, and they're like 3 feet tall, so
Wow.
it's an interesting spring.
Yeah, I find that too, because we just really, it seems to me in my mind, we really didn't have winter. It didn't get really cold for long periods of time and lots of, now I did have snow on the ground. I think twice I had two episodes of, my grass was white for a number of days in a row, but it wasn't significant. It never covered the roads. It didn't, and so it really wasn't a lot of winter. And so, and I've, PUD has cut down a lot of my huge hemlocks that were right on the road. And so I'm getting more sun in places, especially under where and next to the road where those hemlocks were. And holy mackerel, I got stuff growing like you wouldn't believe that has never gotten sun before. underneath those, kind of the same thing. I'm going to have a whole lot of foxglove, which, they're really sort of, behave like weeds. But they're so pretty when they bloom, that I leave them until they bloom and then pull them out. But that doesn't seem, they don't seem to go away. They come back anyway. But, so we're waiting on those. But boy, isn't it strange weather-wise. I haven't heard, but we gotta be way behind on rainfall and snowpack and all of that. Because isn't it April showers are supposed to bring May flowers? Well, it didn't hardly rain much in April. And then Bill getting ready for May. I mean, the last wasn't it was all dry. It's been pretty much dry. I'm out yesterday mowing and blowing and all that stuff, and I'm looking at my Primidalis, and by golly, they're showing signs of not being happy because they're not getting enough water. And I was like, okay, I've got to go out and water my Primidalis. It's the second Sunday of May. I mean, I used to not have to water them during at all during the year. And then it started, I'd have to water them during the summer. And then we got dry enough that I had to put a drip line in to make sure, because Primidalis can be very sensitive. And if they don't get enough water, they will die on you. And by the time they're dying, it's too late. It's usually too late. Anyway, so I'm going to be out there watering them this afternoon, and that's really a first. The other thing, now I know Linda, you are usually feeding hummingbirds. Have you
Yes.
got hummingbirds right now?
Yeah, they've been extremely active. We can hardly keep the nectar full in the feeders. They're just going and going. It's amazing how much they can drink.
Well, it is. Now, isn't that interesting? Because I think, because I don't remember when it was right now, but one another sign of spring is on the way is when we have the Anna hummingbirds all year round. And then we get the really spectacular metallic orange Rufous hummingbirds come in the spring and just stay to breed in the summer and then head back wherever they go. I think the Rufous hummingbirds came in early this year. And so I had Anna's and I had Rufous, and I was at that stage. There was a period of time when the Rufous came in, like you, Linda, described, hard to keep the feeders full. There's so many. But then, when they get ready to, hatch eggs and raise babies, they disappear for a while. And just female will come out once in a while to feed, but that's it. Well, my hummingbirds started the disappearing act, gosh, Linda, I think almost 2 weeks ago or more. And so yesterday or this week anyway, I had to dump out all my feeders and wash them out and clean them up and refill them because, they're not being emptied. And they're the, so now last year was the first year that I remember we had a double batch of babies. you know, they had the babies when they first came, but then they had time to do a second batch. Well, they're going to definitely have time to do a second batch this year in my neighborhood anyway. They might even be able to do three. This is like crazy because they've been gone now, and I would occasionally, like every few days, see one female at a feeder at a time. Yesterday, for the first time, and I haven't seen any males, Anna's or Rufus's, for these few weeks. Yesterday, I saw two females at the same time at one feeder. And then at that same time, there was a male Rufus at another feeder. So I'm thinking they're about to come back with babies. So I've got all the feeders are cleaned and ready to go. But I'm thinking we're going to have a prolific hummingbird baby season this year. Do you know, Linda, did you have just regular one batch last year, or did you have two batches, or do you know?
I don't know. The only sign of a nesting activity for us has been that we see we put one of those bundles of cotton outside for nest material for birds, and we can see the hummingbirds picking fluff out of it earlier in the year and disappearing. So I know they're making a nest somewhere, but
well,
not sure about
one
the
year
rest.
Didn't they nest really close to your
they
house?
They did.
Like on your Christmas lights?
They nested
something?
On our Christmas lights.
Yeah.
That was great because we even got a little camera on the nest. So we got some wonderful close-up views of that year. And, that's not going to happen all that frequently. But occasionally when I'm pruning the shrubs, I find another tiny little nest, in the shrubs. So I know that they're nesting around our house.
All right. Well, it's certainly, the weather's been unusual and particularly dry. And how many times are we looking at, we're looking for rain in April and May. I love the beautiful weather, but, I have mixed feelings because, like I said yesterday, I was like, my gosh, my primadellises are showing stress. I'm going to have to start watering. It's just crazy. Now, I have another weather-related report. And last week, Linda, of course, you weren't here last week, but Nathan, you weren't here either. Did a little bird bath 101 for Johnny because they wanted to do a birdie bath, and talking about the water wigglers and how to keep the water moving and all of that sort of stuff. And I've been thinking about it for a month or so. The weather's been, well, because the robins own my birdie bath, and they're the ones that really use it all the time. And they go away for the winter. But the robins have been back most of the time up in the trees. But I've been seeing one or two robins on the ground here and there for a while now. And so I've been thinking, well, maybe I should set up the bird bath. I don't usually do it until a little later when I bring out the gazing balls and all that kind of stuff. But I even asked Natasha about it last month. And she was thinking, well, I feel like they'd like to wash off after winter, go ahead, set it up. So I, probably the 1st of May, 10th today? Yeah, it's probably been, I did put out my birdie bath. Well, up until this year, I wouldn't have been able to tell you if it was used for sure. But this last year I got an outdoor ring camera. So I have that on the back side of my house and it's right in front of the birdie bath. So I thought that's going to be really cool because I'm going to be able to see who's ever using it and all the time and that sort of thing. Well, do you know it's been out there now ready to go for at least 10 days or more? No one. Nobody's taking a bath. Nobody. And so I'm thinking, okay, I guess I don't need to be concerned about putting the bird bath out early because at least the robins are not coming down to use it right now, and I should know. Oh, gosh, and you're right, Nathan. Nathan's saying, oh, look at the darn clock. You can just talking about all kinds of stuff. We haven't taken care of advertisers. We haven't officially started the show. Well, I don't know. And Nathan, you just messed this all up because you've been gone and we had to catch up and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, what is the weather going to, is it staying dry? I think there's maybe some rain coming later in the week, but what are we doing for the rest of Mother's Day in case anybody needs to know?
Maybe some rain is exactly right, and it's not very much of a maybe. It's all just saying slight chance of rain, probably going from Wednesday through Saturday. But for the most part, just going to be partly sunny out there and plenty of sun breaks.
Okay. All right. So it's supposed to be a decent afternoon today for Mother's Day.
Yeah, partly sunny, 67 today, so very pleasant day. Monday and Tuesday warm up, with Monday showing a high of 72, and Tuesday will be getting pretty close to 80 degrees out there, maybe some areas even hitting 80 degrees.
Okie doke. Then we're kind of caught up with everything, so let's catch up with the schedule. We got to take care of advertisers, and then when we come back, we'll officially start the show. We'll get to our prayers and affirmations. I want to tell you that update on the phones. Nothing's changed, okay? We have no new phone lines yet, but just in case you haven't been here and got the official announcement, the number we've been using all these years is our local number, and we always give you, that's the 425-373-5527 number, dead gone, and as far as we know, it's never going to return. So get it out of your phones, get it out, the 425 number, it's gone. The number you want to call in today, if you would like a remote treatment with Linda, and remember, have a way now of Linda working through you to get to your animals, so she can do you and your animals, which is really fun. And we would love you to give us a call, but the number to call in is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569, and that is our official number until further notice. And I have determined, because we figured that out, Dave and I, last week, you don't need to dial the 1. You can just do 888-298-5569, and we should get your call and get you in for healing and energy balancing with
well, it depends on what kind of phone you have, too. Typically, with landlines, you'll need to dial the 1 first. But if you're using a cell phone, you don't need to put in.
Well, I dialed in on a landline without the 1, and it worked.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't dial in on a cell phone without the 1, though, but I did dial in on a landline. It seems to work, and you can use a 1 or not use a 1 and see what happens, but as long as you get through. So if anybody wants, you know, phone calls take priority, but we're going to take care of advertisers. We're going to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then phone lines are open, and Linda's got something a little special for us today. We're going to have to do a Mother's Day, treatment for all of us, but, incorporating more than just that. So stay right where you are. We're going to take care of our advertisers, come back with prayers and affirmations. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk. Hey.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune into Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just now getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We've been chatting away about the weather and the rain and no rain and the birds and the plants and Mother's Day, all that good stuff. Anyway, so glad that you are here and spending part of your Mother's Day with us here. And how about we spiritualize up our Mother's Day today? And I officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis, with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And then I have a whole pile of affirmations that we do that have been chosen for their profound effects in helping us alter or attract to ourselves what we need to in our lives and all that good stuff. So you can join me and say the prayers and the affirmations along with me and use them throughout the week as I do, and I know many of you do, or you can opt out. It's not like getting on the love train and dancing. You don't get to opt out. Dancing's required. But here you can opt out. All righty. I'm going to start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, starting with our affirmations, these have all been contributed by one member or another of our Animal World family and have been chosen for their life-altering properties. First one, spiritual assignment to me many years ago. Do say it out loud three times a day for a week. See what happens. I'm still doing it. Changed my life, and it will shift the energy in yours too. And I say each affirmation out loud three times. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out that if she works with you and your animal friends, she gives you an affirmation to use to keep the energy going. And that's where this one came from. And so many of you started using it. It was helping changing everybody's life so much. You all started bugging me. I started using it. I'm still doing this one, too. And it makes an amazing difference. Now, as I say this affirmation, when I say abundant, imagine the type of abundance you want to attract in your life as this time, because there's lots of general abundance. It might be financial abundance. It might be abundance of love, or, animals, whatever it is. Think of whatever it is in, along the lines of abundance that you want to attract into your life. Here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then, our next one comes from Ananda as well, but the Italian division is the one I use for me and my animal friends. Keep us in the right energy flow to be out in the world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next one comes from next week's guest, Natasha Venter, our medium and communicator and general psychic gal. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to keep us in the right balance, try to in balance with the crazy energies these days. And oh boy, is there a lot out there, and it's getting crazier as we go. Okay, here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Oof. Alrighty. Now, this next affirmation is the Ananda Worldwide Warrior of Light affirmation. Boy, do we need this one now. So as we do this, we're sending God's light all around the country, all around the world. It's needed everywhere. Here we go. Three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hands, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty. Now we have, with all the warring stuff going on the planet, we've added back in to our affirmation ritual the Ananda Worldwide peace and harmony prayer. And so for this one, this affirmation, it's good to put your hands in the prayer posture. And Spirit to say there is an alignment that happens between us and the divine, which is why the hand position is important. There are two affirmations involved here, first for the world, second for us personally. And if you're doing this affirmation at home during the week, you say the first one 10 times, the second one 3 times. Today we do each one 3 times because it's radio. All right. Here we go with affirmation number 1. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Second affirmation. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All righty. And to conclude our whole ritual of all these affirmations, Dr. Nell's energy is still with us, and his favorite part, to conclude it all and seat it within us for the day and the week, cross your hands across your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up, and gosh, wouldn't you know, because I was so late on the last time, it's time to take care of advertisers again. And I know something's been going on with the phones. I think phones are working, and if you would like to, Nathan's given me a thumbs up that they are in fact working, and if you would like a treatment with Linda, just pick up your phone, 888-298-5569, and we continue straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we are here and wishing you all a happy Mother's Day, and we're here till noon. And every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And this hour, we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shorelines, in her home now, so easy access and parking. And, oh, gosh, what a gift to be with her and with the gongs and the chimes and her incredible healing work. Boy, I know I wouldn't be up and walking around if it wasn't for Jude and the incredible sessions I have with her. And Linda, I know you get to enjoy Jude as well.
Yes.
So you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. I know she's teaching this weekend, so you can give her a call and she will call you back. She can work with you in person or remotely. And the number to call is 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And it's N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, newprosupplements.com. You can check out all of the supplements online. They are available through that website. You can often find the dog supplements in your local pet store. And they're also all available on Amazon, and the price is the same everywhere. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, of course, if you know anybody that has problems with their dog friends and wants to straighten them out really fast, and that would be write down my phone number and tell them to call me, because I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately. I usually only have to see you once. Yeah, it's a marathon session, but boy, is it worth it, and give you everything you need and get problems solved immediately, especially crazy barking, reactive behavior. Most common things I see dogs for. Usually have it all under control for you in one session. So write my phone number down. I'll always talk to you for free. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. Speaking of phone numbers, Nathan did some testing. And the number to call in is 888-298-5569. And the technical recommendation here is sometimes you need the one, sometimes you don't.
If you put the one, it'll always work.
Yeah, so you can always do the one will always work. Sometimes you can get away without using the one, but you can always do it. So I'll just say 1-888-298-5569. And what is sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't? Well,
and you'll know if you get it wrong because your phone will go like, bee, bee, bee. We're sorry.
Your number cannot be completed as dialed. All righty. So anyway, our phone lines are open. As far as we know, they're working. So somebody please test them out and give us a call. 1-888-298-5569. So, Linda. We would love to hear from folks to enjoy a session with you, and we call you a best practitioner, which is bioenergetic synchronization technique, and then energy codes as well. Why don't you give us a lowdown on what does that actually mean?
Yeah, so all of us, you know, we are each one of us a individual field of energy, among many other things. And we are a body with a spirit and energy. And what the best technique is doing is it's helping us locate and then release some patterns of what are called interference in this particular modality. But they're basically little hardwired reactivities in our system that came about because something happened, usually when we were quite little, that we didn't understand. And it probably frightened us, or really, in some way, we really realized how vulnerable we were in what the moment of whatever this is that happened. And so what we're doing is we're finding those in the priority that they would be most helpful to be released. And then we're letting them just be unplugged. This little wired circuit in our nerves just gets unplugged, which means that we don't have to keep having the same experience anymore. We don't have to keep feeling scared. We don't have to keep hurting in some part of our body every time we think about doing something that's part of this whole mix. So it's really bringing us to balance, because these all are interference to our own natural balance and flow of energy in our field.
Wonderful. So it actually can help with physical problems, issues with the physical body. It can help with emotional feelings and so forth. Could also help alter behavior patterns and so forth. You know, so you can help with all of those kind of things, can't you?
Yes, I can. And it's the balancing itself is considered just a comprehensive balancing. So it's not a symptom-based modality. So it's not something where we say, oh, my arm hurts, Linda's going to fix my arm. No, we're going to understand that the arm might be hurting because there's an old pattern of reactivity interference from something that happened a long time ago. And every time we get a certain feeling, it sets off this whole thing in the arm. And so the general balancing, as these things are released, then we notice, wow, my arm doesn't hurt. I'm not treating any kind of diseases, symptoms, that kind of thing. What I'm doing is helping people just regain their actual balance, the way that things are when we're doing well without this interference.
So it is appropriate to say that, Linda, you don't diagnose or treat specific things.
Right.
Okay. Now, we'll find, folks, when you do call in, Linda gets a chance to work with one of you. You know, to start, you usually give the person something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Related to what they may or want to work with or something. We talk about what's going on and what they want help with. That's as much to help everyone that's listening understand what's going on.
Right.
You don't necessarily need to know all of that other right. than it helps you direct the questions you ask right. of the person or whatever to get them into the energy of what they want to work on.
The inquiry that I'm making silently that nobody can hear is me asking the person's innate intelligence, which each one of us has, just asking what is in priority for this person in this moment. Is it a health issue? Is it a relationship? Whatever, you know, and if I get a yes, then I, you know, tell the person, think about a relationship. Or
okay.
think
so
about
you're
a
getting
health
a lot
issue.
Of intuitive information as yeah. to how to guide this information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more to talk about here because yeah. the thing is when you start talking about energy medicine of any kind,
yeah,
it smacks to a lot of people. It smacks of woo woo stuff.
Yes.
Okay. But it isn't woo woo stuff. This is no. really legitimate science, if you will, because any one of us. Even Nathan could go to school and learn how to do this, okay? I mean,
yes.
it is a technique that you can be taught, and that Linda went to school to learn how to do it, right?
Yes.
Your
yes,
brother Nels went to school yes. to learn how to do it. Well,
yes.
We're out of time for this hour right now, so we're going to close out, get ready to do the love train, dancing's required, all that good stuff, and then as we start the next hour... Now, you guys want to call in, you get to interrupt at any time, and we would love, 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 love to hear from you. 1-888-298-5569. We'd love to hear from you, but if we don't have calls on the other side, Linda, let's pick up this discussion.
Yes.
And go into more detail where we're headed here about
yes.
how do you learn? I mean, where is it? All that sort of stuff. And we'll get more into all of this and hopefully to give you a more grounded understanding of what this is. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, we'll have current events coming up at some time, too. And Anyway, we are going to pull out the love train here oh boy, is it really needed? We need to send God's love, God's light. And God's love is the most powerful energy on the planet. And at this point in time, with everything going on, I mean, the most helpful thing we can do is send love and light all over the country, all over the world. And we'll just bury us all in love, okay? Because in the long run, love will win. So let's help that happen. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance anywhere. Come up and join the love train with me. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. We're here till noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.